In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
It's Tuesday morning. It's morning coffee with Dr. T. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here this morning for our weekly morning coffee. You know, for the last 22 years, I've given thousands of interviews doing all sorts of things, and most of my information has one way or another been focused on vaccines. But as a board-certified emergency physician and an integrative doctor since 1996, there are so many more things that we can talk about. And I wanted to get information out to you, all of you, for a variety of topics, and I wanted to meet your specific questions. Now, with that said, remember that I cannot answer specific questions about your health. Please post your questions in terms of a general format, and this is meant to be educational and fun. Think about this as we met at a local coffee shop on Tuesday morning to have a short chat and a cup of coffee to start your day. So I look forward to this morning. We are having spectacular weather here where you are, and but we're having extreme issues with allergies this summer. And I don't know if it's because it's been dry, if it's been the chemtrails, I don't know what the deal is, but we are having a lot of allergies. Now, if you live anywhere close to Cleveland, Ohio, or if you live within a couple of hour drive from here, you know, Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center has a very specific treatment that we call SRT. It's non-invasive, no drugs. It uses muscle testing and acupressure to eliminate the symptoms that you have from allergies. And I mean, they go away. And I'll tell you a quick story from years ago of a patient that we saw that was very allergic to cats. I mean, very allergic to cats. And she was going, this was in the summer. I just remember this so distinctly. She was in the summer, and she was going to go over Thanksgiving to Kentucky to spend the Thanksgiving holiday with an aunt of hers who had 7 cats. And she was terribly worried about this. She didn't think she could stand it. She thought that it would start out as like a sinus drainage and watery eyes. And then she was afraid it would go into like a bronchitis and maybe even an asthma attack. And so she came into our office over the summer to get treated for her allergy, for her cat allergies. It took, you know, maybe 6 weeks or so, maybe 7 weeks of weekly treatments for her to go through the treatment that we had. And by the time we even had her ask her aunt to send samples in like individual envelopes of the fur and the dander and actually the saliva. This is what we do with animals because cats in particular, they're always licking themselves. So it's more about the protein in their saliva. So we had her take a little Q-tip and just sort of rub the inside of the mouse cat, bring some dander and some stuff out of the litter box. I mean, anything that she could think of. And then in 7 different envelopes, this was Fluffy and Pudgy and whatever their names were. And she sent them up to us so we could desensitize her to specific cat. And so when Thanksgiving came around, she went down to Kentucky and spent the holiday season with her aunt, completely symptom-free. And her daughter and her husband were sniffling and rubbing their eyes and all this stuff. And up until that point, they thought she was crazy. What do you mean she was getting desensitized for these cats and specific cats? And she came back and she was so excited about the fact that she was not reacting to the cats. And she came back and she got a cat. So these are some of the things that we've seen over the years, kind of interesting things, kind of unusual things. And so all kinds of allergies, whether it leads to sinus congestion, whether it leads to irritable bowel, whether it leads to rashes and those sorts of things. We can help with that at Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center. And that's tenpennyimc.com at Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center. That really can help you get rid of your allergies without having to use drugs, without having to use needles and skin tests and all those sorts of things. In fact, after people have gone through the program, which is maybe 10 treatments altogether, which covers everything, you know, dairy, gluten, corn, indoor dust, outdoor dust, environmental sensitivities like pollens and grass and molds and things like that. This is like spring cleaning for your body. And after you've gone through the whole treatment, we have a lot of people we treat in the summer for grass allergies because they're out doing things in the yard and they're also mowing the yard and things like that. And then after they've been through the program, it lasts a really long time. In fact, a lot of the people that get the grass treatment done, from there forward, they come in once or twice a year for one treatment. And it just holds them. They don't have to take Allegra. They don't have to take antihistamines that make them sleepy. They don't have to take any of that stuff. It just goes away. My physician's assistant, who's been with me for, gosh, over 20 years, when Sandy first started working for me at the clinic, she had a terrible, terrible dairy allergy. She hadn't eaten or drank dairy for years. Because it would cause her to have stomach cramps, and then the next day it would be diarrhea. So she said, I remember this so distinctly, and this was like 24 years ago, maybe. She said, you know, if I'm going to do this for a living and I'm going to do this working with you, I need to see if this works. Does it really help me? So she went through the program, and after she got through the dairy, she drove on her way home that night. She lives about 35 minutes from the office, and she stopped and got a milkshake. And she walked home, or she walked in the house, and her husband was standing there, and he goes, "What are you going to do with that?" She said, "Well, I'm going to drink it." He goes, "You're going to die." And she said, "No, I have to try this. I have to see if this will work." So she took a couple swallows of the milkshake and kind of sat there holding her stomach, just waiting for the stomach pain to kick in. She drank a couple of more swallows. And then she didn't drink anymore just because she didn't like it, because she'd completely lost her taste for dairy. And she said, "Oh, I know, tomorrow morning I'll pay for this." And she didn't. And over the last 24 years that she's worked for me, I think she's had two little tune-ups on dairy. And during that time, she's never had any reaction to cheese or cottage cheese or milkshakes or ice cream or any of those things in 24 years. So I'm just telling you that story to tell you how long that it does last. So, and we've had patients from all 50 states and nearly 20 countries in our clinic, and most of them have come to go through our allergy program. They come and they stay for a week. We've got discounted rates at a couple of hotels that are literally right across the street from the clinic. They come and they stay for a week, which they can do two treatments a day, which is 10 treatments. And sometimes they stay over to the next week and do a few more just to make sure everything's got covered. And then they go home and we see them in a year for what we call just a checkup. So if you're having allergy problems this summer with grass, pollen, trees, things like that, or you know you have longstanding allergy symptoms with different types of foods, we've treated people that have had latex sensitivities. We have patients that were anaphylactic to fish or nuts and got treated. It's a very powerful treatment, and we've had great, great success with it and long-lasting relief. So I just wanted to put a plug in for that, for summer allergies. It's called SRT. When I started doing this years ago, I had to give it a name. So we called it sensitivity removal technique or sensitivity reduction technique or whatever you want the R to be, but we call it SRT. So if you go out to the website, which is tenpennyimc.com, and you hover over the navigation bar, you'll find a couple of tabs that have SRT on them. And that's what I'm talking about with the allergies. So I hope that gives you some relief. Another thing that's really hot in the news right now, of course, is this nonsense about bird flu. Back in 2005, I wrote a book in real time called Fowl, Bird Flu, It's Not What You Think. And I'm in the process, I'm about halfway done with it, of getting it revamped up, getting it updated and re-releasing it as a historical document to show people that this is the same virus, same playbook, different era in time. And it's just another virus. And it's a, and this leads to a discussion that I'm not going to get into this morning about the ain't no such thing as a virus sort of people that are loud and vociferous and kind of angry and kind of mean. And so I'm not really going to get into that argument at this point in time. It's a small group of people that are determined that there's no such thing as a virus. And I'm going through a lot of material, a lot of articles and studies right now written by non-virology people showing all kinds of things where their arguments have holes in them. So that's a different topic for a different day. Dr. Pilevsky and I talked about this last week on critically thinking, and where the critically thinking is posted, you can go back and listen to that. He thinks there are viruses like I do, but he does not believe that they are contagious. So we had a pretty long discussion about that from different sides of the cup, because we don't agree. And that's okay. There's a thing that says that when two people are together, if both of them agree on everything, then one of them is not necessary. So Dr. Larry and I have some discussions where we just don't agree on things. And the five docs, we don't all agree on things. And again, that's a really good thing, because it gives you, the listener, an opportunity to hear different views on the same topic. So anyways, it's just, there's the viruses that are going around, really, you know, do respond to ivermectin. I've been taking ivermectin twice a week for 4 years. I take it on Sundays and Thursdays, nothing magical about those days. I just, those are the 2 days that I've gotten into the habit of doing it. And I think it keeps away all kinds of viral pathogens and things that are out there. In fact, at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, we actually have provided a service. We did it all through COVID for people that wanted prescriptions of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and they couldn't get it from any other way. You know, if you're in New Hampshire, or I believe Tennessee, or a couple of other states that now are offering ivermectin over the counter, the good for you. That's fabulous that you can go and get it. But if you need a prescription and your doctor won't write it for you, and you live in the state of Ohio, this is only for Ohioans. If people live in the state of Ohio, you can call our clinic, Tenpenny IMC, and set up an appointment time with Jeannie. And Jeannie will do a phone consultation with you, have you sign a verbal consent over the phone, and then she can write the prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So there's no reason to be concerned about this hype. I saw a news article yesterday. It was big, bold letters that said, bird flu has a 50% mortality rate. Well, you have to draw back and look at that a little bit. I mean, if there are two people that have bird flu, which so far there's only been a handful of reported people across the country and around the world that have tested positive for this virus, whatever that means, and there's two people and one of them dies, that's a 50% death rate. But is that massive hysteria to say, oh, gain of function virus, it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be really bad. And oh, by the way, we have the vaccine ready for you, because it's the same shot that we approved 20 years ago. We're just bringing it up. And so I'm hoping that you will get your ivermectin prescriptions, have it on hand when you have any sort of cold and flu. It really does work for lots of different viruses. I have long been an advocate that you take ivermectin prophylactically and you take hydroxychloroquine if you start to get symptomatic. And in May, I was doing quite a bit of traveling, and I came down with this cough. It was like a loose, bronchy cough, not a terrible cough, but every time I would cough something up. And this had been going on for weeks, and it was getting a little bit worse, not horrible, but just a little bit worse. So I started taking some hydroxychloroquine. It's 200 milligrams, and I take it twice a day. And in about 2 weeks, it was gone. Kind of hung on just a little bit, so I took a few more pills once a day, and it just all went away. So it's nice to have something on hand that can help in the event that you have symptoms. Another thing that can help that is vitamin D, 50,000 IU, and that was not a typo or a misspoke error. It's 50,000 IUs of vitamin D. I have a bottle of that that I keep up in my cupboard. I strongly recommend people to have that up in your cupboard, because when you get symptoms, as particularly upper respiratory symptoms, and you have a fever and cough and snotty nose and you just don't feel well, I've long time, I mean, more than 20 years, I've recommended to take 50,000, take vitamin D, 50,000 IUs, two a day. So you're taking actually 100,000 IUs for 3 days and stop. That is a way to boost, give your immune system a huge boost up. It activates your mitochondria for more energy. It activates your macrophages to get them busy, to get rid of whatever it is that's ailing you. And that really does help. So and then you've got, you only have to take two capsules at a time for 100,000 IUs, as opposed to 10 capsules at a time if you had 10,000 IUs in your house. So it's a way to conserve on pill swallowing, which gets old after a while. I can attest to that. And also it's a nice thing to have in your medicine cabinet to keep you working. We have that in our store. And it's not very expensive, and it really does help to, it really does help in the event that you have something that's going on. I think it's one of the things that you need to have in your bug out bag. I think it's one of the things that you need to have, in your house for, in the event that you get some sort of a respiratory thing that's going on. There is another supplement that we have in our store, I think it's called OptiAllerex, and it's a natural antihistamine. And so it's got stinging nettles and NAC and a few other things in it. That's a natural antihistamine, so that if you've got like a postnasal drip or just a sneezy sort of thing that's going on and you can't get over to the clinic to get treated, this really does help you. They really are good. And they don't make you sleepy. Unlike an over-the-counter antihistamine, these are natural histamines that keep you from getting sleepy. We have another product in the store that's called Air Max. It's by a company called Nutritional Frontiers. They are chewable tablets. It works really fast. And they too are supplements that you can chew for, sniffly sort of things, sneezy things, postnasal drip. And both of those things are in our store. And I hope that we can put those up there. They are really, really good. So I'm going to take a break here and take a sip of coffee. My cup that I'm using today says, normal isn't coming back, but Jesus is. And we've got some new, really super cool cups in the store, and a couple of new t-shirts and things that we put up this last week. I'm going, my cup cupboard is like this. It's almost, I feel like those cartoons where you just have to shove everything in there to get all the cups in there. So I'm going to have to get rid of some of the cups that I don't need or don't use or I don't want anymore to make room for them, because I actually do go shop in our own store to get t-shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and things like that, because I really like our swag. I think they're great. They're beautifully designed, and they're out there, and it's available for you to get those new cups. And I also want to put a plug in here for My Coffee's Coffee. If you go to mystore.com and you put coffee in the search, I love their coffee. I just really love it. It's so smooth and has no mold, no chemicals, no formaldehyde, any of those things in it, which My Coffee went to great extent to answer a lot of those questions that you put forth not too long ago. I think that whole answer is up in the store or is up on the website somewhere. Do you know where that is, Michelle or Diane? Do you know where that is?
I don't think we had it on the site yet. We've been sending it to people, but I can figure out where to put it on. I'll just have to figure out where to, what we did was we added it to some of your morning coffees when you talked about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's really good because they took a lot of time to answer it, and it answers a lot of your questions about coffee. And so, but if you have issues with caffeine that you can only drink, you can't drink it, or you can't drink very much of it at all, there's another coffee that we recommend. It's called AdaptoBliss, and you can find that at AdaptoBliss.com. And that is a mushroom-based coffee, and it has shaga in it and a few other herbal types of things in it. And so we promote recommend that. If you really like the taste of coffee, you like warm brown water, but you really don't want the caffeine kick, or after one cup of caffeine kick with like MyPillow coffee, then you really want to sip on coffee the rest of the day without the caffeine, you can go to AdaptoBliss.com, A-D-A-P-T, AdaptoBliss, B-L-I-S-S.com. And it comes in two different sizes. It's called Fungi Java. And you can use, your listeners can get 10% off if they use the affiliate code DRT. So if you like warm brown water and you like the flavor of that's another way that you can get some coffee flavored things in it without, and it's good for you with mushrooms and Java and with shaga and things like that without having to deal with the caffeine all day. So let me just pull this down here a second. Ooh, there's a lot of questions in here this morning. That's great, which is the reason why we do this. So let's get started with some of the questions. I just wanted to say one other thing. Last Saturday morning, we did a hour and a half webinar with Dr. Alex Lee from Arizona, who is an MD toxicologist who went into great detail about zeolite. We had a really, I think, educational and good discussion. We didn't get into any name calling or mudslinging or any of those things, or this product versus that product or what are those things. We just spoke purely and directly about the benefits of zeolite. And so for the rest of this week, we still have a special going on for Pure Body Extra. It's you can, if you've not been a purchaser of the product before and you'd like to try it and see about all the benefits that Dr. Lee talked about on that webinar, you can get a bottle for $5. And it's like, why not? To get it and try. And it really does detox heavy metals. It has an affinity for metals in it. It's a really, really great webinar. We're going to have it up on our site so that people who missed it can still watch it for free. If you had already previously registered for the webinar and you couldn't be there on Saturday morning for one reason or another, we will be sending out, emailing out a link to the webinar and also the coupon to be able to buy your first bottle of zeolite for $5 off. So it doesn't get any better than that, folks. And one of my main takeaways that he talked about was how some of the zeolites out there and the zeolite powders the molecules are too large to be absorbed into your system. And when you take them into your, you take them in a drink, put them in water and you drink them, they do detox your gut, but they can't be absorbed into your system to detoxify the rest of your organs. So I thought that was really important. And because BBX, and I keep my little bottle right here, I take it every day for Pure Body Extra. It is a spray that's sprayed sublingually, and so it gets into your system. So those are a couple of additional things for you to consider this morning. So let's go ahead and get started with some of our questions here. If someone is detoxing from heavy metals, would it make sense that their bowel movements would have a chemical smell? The answer is yes. Remember when you're getting rid of if you've got old, lots of caked in old fillings in your mouth, those have been leaching out mercury and tin for your whole life, the whole time that they've been in there. And and so when you're doing a detox, one of the things that you're doing is that you are converting a you're converting a chronic toxicity into an acute toxicity. So it means that all those things that have been stuffed up in your organs, your gut, your bone marrow, and all those different things that have been there for a long time, you're mobilizing them into your blood so then they can be detoxed or gotten rid of from your body through your kidneys or through your gut. And so if you are mobilizing toxins, many times it will have a weird smell to it because you're mobilizing them into your stool and they're putting things in there that haven't been in there before and you haven't noticed. So the answer to that, Dorothy, is yes. It could very well be that an answer to that is yes. Okay, the next question says, my daughter is 27. Took two COVID vax back in 2021 when the school required it. She's been slowly feeling ill, starting with lightheadedness, numbness, popping in her ears, etc. There's no real question in there, but I would say yes, that's happening. And, as Heather and Cookie were talking about before we went live this morning, they were talking about that they were concerned of the people that got these COVID jabs 2 or 3 years ago. And they are either just now starting to experience symptoms or they haven't experienced symptoms yet. And it's hard for them to get a grip on the fact that the two things are connected. I did an interview yesterday with someone who, and I asked them the question that I asked them during the interview was, are you seeing a lot of people or a lot of people coming up to you and saying, a lot of doctors saying, I'm sorry that I pushed this so hard, or I thought you were crazy at the beginning for saying bad things about the COVID jabs, but I'm seeing endless people that are sick and have all kinds of problems. And I'm really concerned that you were right to begin with. And so sadly, that's probably true. There are some, I don't know at this point in time of any specific product that really does detox the spike protein. How do you know? How do you know? There's no studies, there's no way of measuring spike proteins. And, but you can cut down somewhat the spike proteins because they are a protein. You can, they are, and they're sticky. Some of the things that can make it better is natokinase. We do have natokinase in our store. I've taken natokinase for probably 20 years. I take three pills a day, three little, they look like little gel caps, kind of like a CoQ10 does. I've taken those for years. That may help to cut down on some of the stickiness. You can try the Pure Body Extra spray and also detoxing your gut with the fulvic minerals. No guarantees that that's going to do it, but you can always get healthier. And so that might be something worthy of her trying. Okay. The question, should I up my ivermectin? I take it twice a week. I think at this point in time, if you're like me, I've been taking ivermectin chronically for I think at least 3 years, maybe a little bit longer. I think that's fine. I mean, this whole hype about bird flu is just nonsense. What I was suggesting before is that if you didn't have any, to get some on hand. But I think if you're taking it once or twice a week, I think that's plenty right now. Okay, so the question is, I watched the zeolite presentation on Saturday. I believe copper and silver are positively charged. They both come as hydrosol supplements. Do you think that zeolite would bind either of them and remove them? What Dr. Lee had said pretty solidly was that, because one of the questions I asked him was, what about if you're taking like zeolite or taking the Pure Body Extra and you're also taking a multivitamin, which would have the copper in it, and then maybe you're also taking colloidal silver, which I do not recommend taking chronically. I think you should only take that if you're having an issue or if you have issues. But he was really adamant about the fact that those molecules are not bound by the PBX and are not removed. If you're concerned about it, just take it at a separate time. Take them, take them for lunch, and then take your zeolite spray first thing in the morning. Okay, so here's a question that says, this is regarding the tetanus shot. Here's a scenario. A mom takes a child to the ER with a cut. We're told they were going to give the child a tetanus vaccine. You question if it's a single ingredient shot. They say just tetanus. But when you question more, they say, yes, it's part of the DPT, which quite frankly is the only way that it comes these days when we go to the ER with a cut. Is it true that if one walks into an Ohio ER and is offered a tetanus shot, it cannot be given unless it's part of the DTaP? The answer, as far as I know, is yes. They stopped really making TT and DT a long time ago, or you can only get it very rarely. I have a really good friend who's an ER doc down by Dayton. And so I asked him, I said, is it really true that if I came into the ER, I couldn't get a TT, which is a tetanus toxoid, or I couldn't get a DT, which is just diphtheria toxoid? I have to get a DPT, one that comes with pertussis. And so he got back to me in a couple hours and he said, you know, I went through our formulary. I went through how you order things on our electronic medical records. He said, I even walked down to the pharmacist and asked them if there was a way to get a tetanus shot that didn't have pertussis. He said, not in our formulary. And I think that is true across the country. And it's been that way for quite a while. That isn't something brand new. It's been quite a few years. I don't know exactly how long, but it's been quite a few years that they now give DTaP instead of just tetanus. And it's in their mind, they're thinking they're doing a great thing. They're giving you more, quote, protection against pertussis. And so it's just, you kind of get a free rider. But a lot of people have reactions to pertussis, and particularly kids. The best thing to do for a cut really is to clean it out thoroughly. As a former ER doc, I know it's knee-jerk reflex to anytime you see something that has a cut or a scrape or a crush or any sort of injury to it, you get a tetanus shot. It's just, it is literally knee-jerk reflex. You don't have to do it. There was a really good paper that came out probably in 2013. I actually talk about it. It's in our doc box for our tetanus course that's inside of Learning for You. So Learning for You has a whole course on tetanus. And one of the articles says that if you've had two tetanus shots in your entire life, which generally go along with the three that you got as an infant, that the antibodies, if they do anything at all, if they are there as protection, they have found that they are present for up to 63 years. This whole thing about routinely getting a tetanus shot every 10 years is just more money for pharma and more injury and damage for you. They don't do that in Europe. They don't do it in other countries. We only do it here because just sounds like a good idea. Every 10 years, you should get a tetanus shot. So you can walk out. You can refuse the tetanus shot and say, no, I'm not getting it. And then go home and clean the wound thoroughly. Use hydrogen peroxide because tetanus is an anaerobic bug, which means it can't live in the presence. The toxoid can't live in the presence of oxygen. So clean it with hydrogen peroxide, which is a hyperoxygenated water. Put an antibiotic on it, like Neosporin or something like that. Change it a couple of times a day. It's really, really, tetanus is not as prevalent as what you think it is. And the way to mostly prevent tetanus, unless it's a really deep, dirty, awful wound that can't be completely cleaned out, is just cleaning the wound, is cleaning it up using soapy water and some hydrogen peroxide. There's also a homeopathic that you can use. It's called Ledum, L-E-D. I think it's L-E-D. Ledum, L-E-D-E-U-M, I believe. That's a homeopathic that's available that really does help to boost your immune system against this infection.
Dr. T, it's L-E-D-U-M.
Hey, thank you. L-E-D-U-M. Okay, thank you, Cookie. Okay, did that. Next question is, what do you do if you're told your gallbladder has sludge? Well, there is a protocol. There is a protocol where you can do a gallbladder flush. There used to be a book out on the market. I don't know if it's still available anymore, but I just remember it because it had such a catchy name. It was called Are You Stoned? Is the name of the book. You may be able to find it. It was a paperback book. You may still be able to find it on some of the older used book sites. And the name of the book was called Are You Stoned? And it talks about an entire protocol that you can go through where you use olive oil and lemon juice. You can sit upright. You can use a little bit of digestive enzymes to help to move it through. And that causes your gallbladder to squeeze out the stuff. I've always recommended patients in my office, if they were going to do a gallbladder flush, to do it on a Friday night where they had nothing planned for the weekend. Because you generally do feel nauseated, your side will ache and hurt where your gallbladder is squeezing out the stones and the sludge that's in there. You just won't feel like doing anything. So it's not something you'll do on any given night of the week and be fine in the morning. Usually plan a weekend to just lay around and push those stones through out of your body. I've had hundreds, literally hundreds of patients do this over the last 25 years. There is a whole protocol. In fact, you can probably find it out on the internet. There's a gallbladder. It's like a called a gallbladder flush. It's a gallbladder flush protocol. If you can find that book, Are You Stoned? That may be something that you want to get because it tells you all about it and why it works and things like that. So there are things that you can do to clean out your gallbladder and make it healthier. Would SRT work on intestinal reactions to avocado? It just very well might. It works for fish and corn and grains and dairy and all those things. So I can't think of any reason why it wouldn't also work for avocados. I think that's a great question. Does a tetanus shot help someone after exposure? Their story is family member died from tetanus, their best guest and their doctors from an infected insect bite, not normal scenario. They wish he would have been vaccinated. Well, getting it from an infected insect bite is really, really rare, number one. And number two, I've got at least 6 or 7 articles, fairly extensive articles, in that doc box for that course that we were talking about and learning for you. That talks about fully vaccinated people that have had 4 or more tetanus shots and they contracted full-blown tetanus anyways. In fact, the last time the CDC did a big study on this and published it that I could find was way back in 1998, because tetanus is so rare these days, and yet we give kids 5 tetanus shots by the time they start kindergarten, and we pummel people with tetanus shots every time they have a little cut. The CDC study showed that 16% of people that were fully vaccinated that had 4 or more tetanus shots still contracted full-blown tetanus. So tell the family members that you're talking about that even if they would have been vaccinated, if this was a really bad case of tetanus, they could have contracted a full-blown illness and maybe have died anyways. So the tetanus shots, the antibodies are not protective. They were only first discovered back in the 1940s when tetanus vaccines were tested on ferrets. So it's kind of a nasty injection. It is not fully protective. Like I said, the CDC study was a 2-year a study over I think there were 124 people in that study, and 16% had 4 or more tetanus shots and contracted full-blown tetanus anyways. Know why I got all this goopy stuff in my throat this morning. I apologize. I keep trying to put it on mute so I don't blow out your eardrums, but it's just kind of my morning stuff sometimes. So that's a guess of that that may not be true. And just because they had the tetanus shot doesn't mean that it would have prevented anything. Will chiropractic adjustments help a frozen shoulder? I'm afraid to get manipulated, or is there a better adjustment? What I've used in the office for a long time is a manipulation, osteopathic manipulation. I have a chiropractor in my office at Tenpenny IMC that he can work on that to help to mobilize it. But what we use in the office is something called MIT that we call MIT for mannitol injection therapy, and that loosens up the things in the shoulder. I've had countless people that have had frozen shoulders, but by using the mannitol injections on their shoulder, it tends to loosen it up and get it moving again. So it depends on how long you've had the frozen shoulder and how rigidly frozen it is. Will whether or not mannitol or chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation make a difference? Sometimes the only thing that you can do is either time or they do manipulation under anesthesia, is that they inject you with some stuff, kind of like the same stuff they do with colonoscopies, and knock you out and then just kind of rip the shoulder, all those adhesions that happened. Nobody really knows what causes frozen shoulders. It tends to be, oh, a little bit more common in women than in men. They sometimes think it has to do with postmenopausal things, but nobody really knows what causes it, and it's a kind of a nasty thing to treat. So Molly, I'm sorry that you had that, but those are a couple of suggestions I would suggest that you to get it better. Okay. A few weeks ago, I mentioned an interview with Dr. Reddy, who was an oncologist, on the topic of ivermectin and cancer. Can that be viewed or listened to yet? That was an interview that I heard from she did on Epic Times. So that interview was on Epic Times with I think it's with Yannick and his interview groups that he does. That's where I heard that interview. So yes, it's freely available. It was a little bit more than an hour. It was a very good interview. But if you subscribe to Epic Times, which you should, you kind of support them. I think it's a good idea. They're one of the few right-leaning newspapers that are out there. But that's where I heard that interview by Dr. Reddy, who was she was an oncologic surgeon, actually, on the topic of ivermectin and cancer. So you can find that on Epic Times. So the question is asked me about lion's mane. I don't really know a lot about lion's mane mushroom. I've heard that it really helps with neurological issues. I've heard that it has a lot of different benefits, but it's not a product that I'm particularly conversant about. So I really, unfortunately, I can't really answer that question for you, Pawnee. I don't really know. So I'm sorry about that. When should I take zeolite solution? Will I get tired from the detox? As Dr. Lee talked about in the webinar, that was a question that came up, and some people do feel a little bit fatigued because, again, you're taking chronic old intoxications of metals and persistent organic pollutants and things like that, and you're turning them into an acute intoxication. So sometimes you don't feel really good. He suggested that people may not feel very good in the first couple of weeks. If you really feel yucky and not well at all, to cut back on the dose. Don't take 4 or 5 sprays 3 or 4 times a day. Take one spray once a day. and kind of build up to it. And then that should help you from not having any detox side effects or reactions from the PBX.
And Dr. T, just to add to that, you know, not everybody actually does feel any reaction at all. I mean, I take vitamin C and I don't see a reaction, or vitamin D and I don't see a reaction. So it really depends on, you know, your body and I guess how toxic you might be. But majority of the people I've spoken to have had the opposite effects, where they've said, wow, this was like my midday pick me up, like my brain fog is gone. And all of a sudden I feel clearer. And I have, you know, one mom said her son was feeling photographic memory. He'd explained it to her like that. So everybody's going to have a different reaction or none at all. I don't have any for me. I don't know, but I know Dr. T, you had said it was your mid afternoon pick me up. So it's not all on the bad side. It's a lot of it's on the great side.
Well, there you go. And I used to feel kind of a big pick-me-up when I took it. Now I just don't feel anything, but I know that it's working. And that was a good analogy, Michelle, about, you know, taking a lot of vitamins, taking your vitamin C or D or zinc or quercetin or whatever other multivitamin that you're taking. You may not feel like, wow, zippity-doo-dah, I just took my multivitamin. You may not feel anything at all, but you know that vitamins are like food, and they do good things for your system. Sort of like when you eat a hamburger, do you go, oh, wow, I feel great because I just ate a hamburger, or whatever it is that you're eating, or, you know, your Brussels sprouts or whatever. You don't necessarily have that sort of feeling when you take supplements or when you eat specific foods. So just because you don't feel it doesn't mean it's not working. Ooh, there are a lot of negatives in there. You may not feel it, but it's still working. How's that for a rephrase on a positive note there? You know that it's good for you, even though you may not feel it. So that's, and you may not have any side effects at all. So Trey asks, I'm in need of oral surgery. How do I get this procedure done and avoid graphene oxide? Well, there is a lot of buzz about what is in dental anesthetics. I'll tell you, I probably get this question 4 or 5 times a week. So it has really reverberated out there through internet land that these dental anesthetics are horrible and they're full of graphene oxide and toxic nanobot technology. And I use the same answer every single time. First of all, you don't know that that's true. And secondly, what are you gonna do about it? So your choice would be, if it is true, what are you going to do about it? So you can, your choices are do general anesthesia for oral surgery. You can do it without any anesthesia, which would be horrible. Or you can do it with the anesthesia and try to clean up your body after the facts with with zeolite spray. Dr. Lee had a really great answer about the difference between activated charcoal, bentonite clay, and how the zeolite spray works, which I thought was really good. He said bentonite clay and activated charcoal do work. They do draw toxicities out of your system, but they primarily do it in your gut, that they're large molecules and large particles, and they're not going to be absorbed into your system. Unlike the nano-sized particles. Now, it's not nanotechnology. It was one of the questions that we got that, I'm not going to take that stuff. It's got nanotechnology in it. No, it has nano-sized particles, which are teeny tiny particles, like 1 to the minus 12th or something like that, particles that is absorbed into your system. And then it acts like a cage that it goes through your system and picks up it's like a cage or a bucket going through your system that picks up the toxins, binds to them. It's like a one-way bucket and then distributes them. One of the questions that came up on the webinar was, can I take this if I've got kidney failure or kidney disease? There were two recommendations that I thought he gave that were great. One was start slowly because your kidneys need to be detoxed too. I mean, if you're having renal disease, kidney disease, because they're it's loaded up with heavy metals and aluminum and things like that, you need to slowly chelate that stuff out of your kidneys. And he told a story about several patients that he had that were heading towards dialysis, that their creatinines were going up, meaning their kidney function was coming down. And they started taking the zeolite Pure Body Extra. And after several months, their creatinine started to improve and they got better and they didn't need to go on dialysis. Now, as a caveat, I can't say that's going to happen to everyone. And it kind of depends on how advanced your kidney disease is. But that is one of the things that really can help to clean out your kidneys and also get rid of some of the rest of your stuff. So how are you going to avoid the graphene oxide? Do general anesthesia, do no anesthesia, or assume that your dental anesthesia is just fine. I mean, if they found this stuff in dental anesthetics, maybe they've been in dental anesthetics for 50 years. We don't know. So we don't live in a bubble, and we do the best we can. And once we're kind of aware of it, we can do the best we can to try to detox from it. So I hope that, I'm sorry there wasn't a better answer than that for you, Trey, but that's kind of the truth. It's kind of, it's where it lives. Any supplements that can help with bone pain as a result of targeted radiation to the pelvis? Bone pain, well, it kind of depends on what the problem is. But you can use the PBX to remove some of the radiation things that are happening. Also, calcium, magnesium, and boron. And strontium. Strontium is a mineral that helps to build up the bony matrix. It's what the inside part of your bone is strontium. Boron, 3 milligrams a day, that helps to rebuild and restructure the bone. And with the boron and the strontium, that gives the calcium and magnesium something to stick to. You take them at separate times. I would say take the strontium by itself. Then you can take the calcium, magnesium, boron together, but don't take calcium and strontium together because they are absorbed through the same pathways. And so they compete with each other for absorption. So you don't get very good absorption of either one. So hopefully a little bit of that will help you, Linda. We have strontium inside of our store that's available inside of our store. We also have calcium, magnesium, and boron in there if you're interested. Do I have an opinion on sending your body off to science after death or just being cremated? No, I don't have an opinion about that. I feel like that is very personal and very individualized. Some people want to leave their body to science to feel like their dead body where their spirit is gone and they're no longer in that. And it's just it's like leaving your clothes to Goodwill. And so you are leaving your body to science to use to investigate. Some people want to be cremated and some people want to be buried. And I think that's just a very personal question that each person needs to decide for themselves. If you think you have a small breast lump in your breast, what do you recommend as the next step? Well, if you have access to thermography, we offer thermography practices at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center. I think that's the best next step. And also at TIMC, we use a very specialized type of breast exam that's by a company called MammoCare. That when Sandy does your breast exam at the office, she examines every inch of your breast from superficial to deep. So each inch of your breast gets examined at three levels, superficial, intermediate level, and deep. She took a very intense course to learn how to do this years ago. So I think that she's the best. And know that somewhere between 90 and 95% of breast lumps are benign. They're like, they end up to be kind of like the end of, they're tough and kind of rubbery, kind of like the end of an eraser. So if you get a thermogram and it doesn't heat up, one of two things, either it's a benign lump or it's already calcified off and it's not growing and needs to be watched maybe every 3 to 4 months with follow-up thermograms. But those are the next steps that I think that people should take if they feel like they have a breast lump, is to get a thermogram first, Mammograms are really nonspecific. I think, in fact, I'm really going to do this webinar probably this fall called The Myth of the Normal Mammogram. There's 12 points that you need to know that mammograms are not the end-all be-all, and they really are great for, they should be used kind of like colonoscopies. They should be used for diagnostic purposes and not screening purposes. And we were the only country in the world that dropped the screening age to 40 with mammograms. And that's been bouncing between 40 and 50 and 40 and 50 for probably 30 years. Right now, the baseline start is at the age 50, which is a much better place than at age 40. And I can go into all that detail if I do a webinar on that sometime this fall. So that sort of covers all the questions we have this morning. We have just a couple of minutes left. I want to make a major announcement that this Thursday, day after tomorrow, this Thursday, we're having another open house at Tenpenny Health Restoration Center, our ECP center in Cleveland Heights. I'm sorry, in Cleveland. Oh, what am I saying? In Cleveland, in a suburb called Middlebrook Heights. There we go. And so it's, if you go to tenpennyecp.com, you can see that the telephone number Cookie put up there is 440-373-7372. It's by RSVP only. That you schedule a time to go into the center. You can get a free 15-minute trial on the beds. The idea is for you to get on the bed so you can experience it, so you know what it feels like. And at our last open house, we had at least a half a dozen people who said, you know I'm not supposed to feel that much after just a 15-minute session, but my numbness and tingling in my feet feel better. I feel a little bit less short of breath. I feel like my heart rate isn't beating so fast. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can that you will be able to get questions answered. We sell ECP treatments in packages of 10, 20, and 35. This month, for the month of June through the end of the month, we're doing a BOGO, which is buy one, get one free. So if you come in with your father, you can each get a full hour ECP treatment for just $99 for the both of you. It's a Father's Day event that we're doing. And so it's through the end of the month. I mean, today is the 18th, I believe, 17th, 18th. And the ECP open house is Thursday, which is the day after tomorrow. It's from 2 to 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Call the clinic, 440-373-7372, and set up an appointment time for you to come in and get a free trial on the ECP beds. It's by RSVP only. We do that because the center is small and we only have a finite number of beds, and it keeps the flow better. And so you don't have to wait so long, and people don't get short on time and short on temper to be able to get it. We did it that way the last time on our open house, and it worked out just magically well. And we hope to see you there on Thursday in Middlebrook Heights, which is a suburb of Cleveland. And actually, when you're there at the ECP Center, the Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center is literally just 40 steps away. So the two clinics are really pretty close side by side. So you could go in and do either and get some information about TIMC for your allergies, your thermogram, the things that we do there, and that you can get a ECP treatment at the same time to check that out and see how it is. And you could just have a great day on Thursday by coming to Middlebrook Heights and go to both clinics. So with that, I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. This is always fun. I really enjoy doing these morning coffees. I feel like it's a great way to connect with you, my audience, and it gives you specific answers to questions that you have. We run through a lot of questions and make them kind of generalized so that everybody can benefit from it. Cookie, I didn't ask you right before we're done. Was there anything out on Rumble that any questions out there?
I did have a couple. If you want to take an extra 60 seconds, I'll lump them together.
Okay.
Two of them was, would SRT include food tolerances or help someone with a penicillin allergy?
The answer is yes to both of those. Okay.
Okay. And then we have, there was a question about how to take ivermectin for parasites. I actually sent them to Dr. Merritt's website. I don't know if you have anything to add to them, to that.
For taking ivermectin?
For parasite cleanse.
Oh, for a parasite cleanse. Oh, well, Dr. Merritt is in. Doesn't she have a course inside of learning for you for that?
For not exactly for the parasites, Dr. Dean talks about the parasites, but I did send them to Dr. Merritt's site because she has a lot of information on that.
Yeah, you might want to send him a link to Dr. Dean's webinar and to the information that he has. And also, she does have a course for us on chlorine dioxide in terms of cleaning, and it's one of our most popular courses inside of Learning for You. So both of those things would be good suggestions to get back to those people.
And the last question was, what are your thoughts about red light therapy?
Well, isn't that interesting? Because we just are now investigating a lot of things, and red light therapy really does seem it. There are three different levels of red light therapy. There's infrared, there's far infrared, there's short infrared. The red light seems to penetrate deeper inside of your mitochondria. So I'm just up, to be totally honest, I'm just at the beginning of doing a fair amount of investigation into red light therapy. But from everything that I've read so far and all the things that I've heard, it seems to be very beneficial.
Dr. T, I'm just going to say out loud, Doctor, that the way to reach the parasite information for Dr. Dean on Learning for You, it's learning for you, the number four, learningforyou.org/DR Dean for Dr. Dean, DRDEAN.
Very good. Yes, because there's a lot of people that listen to this as a download and also on our radio stations where we broadcast these. So that was really good. Thank you, Michelle, for adding that. So with that, I want to thank you for joining me here this morning on this coffee clatch. I hope you found it a great way to start your day, and I hope you found some of the information here quite beneficial for your health. We come here every Tuesday morning to do a morning coffee with Dr. T. Tonight at 4 o'clock, we do a happy hour with Dr. T with a pastor or an author, Christian author. We talk about the Bible and we pray together. Thursday night, we do a deeper dive study on the Bible. And we also have critically thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P. And then, of course, on Monday morning is this week with Dr. T at 9 a.m. We have had some great interviews. Yesterday's interview was with Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, which was pretty magical. And for those of you who are podcast members, she also did a deep dive with us that was really super interesting. So remember that the deep dives are part of your membership, and they are interviews that are not available anywhere else. They're put together just for you as part of your membership. So be sure to log into your membership site, and you can scan back at all the different interviews that we've done, the deep dive interviews, like with Alex Jones and Larry Pilevsky and various people that we've done deep dives with. The one that I did just with Dr. Suzanne Humphreys yesterday, as she talked about her book and both of her books, was really interesting. So with that, I want to close out for today, and I want to thank you all for being here. I want to close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll never let you down. Thank you so much for being here. We'll mark your calendars for next Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., where we gather together with morning coffee with Dr. T. Have a great everyone. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, We all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.